welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 192. How are we all doing? Not sure if Jonathan's actually there or not, or whether he's just complaining about Mike. Oh, got to love it. CQ, CQ, Deb, how are you doing? How is everybody this fine day? When I say fine, oh, the weather's been amazing here. It's absolutely lushing it down. That would have been fine because the man opposite with the cars, Petrolhead, had people in to kasha his path today, power wash it. Really? They'd barely finished before it absolutely lashed it down. So I've not been able to hear myself think all day. So once it started raining, everyone went back inside and I thought, thank the Lord for that. So now peace reigns. Jonathan's there. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, Simon, so near and yet so far. One day, Simon. I think the timestamps are a bit weird, aren't they? They're saying 07, so yeah. Don't know what Mike's thinking about. He was probably up the wall, as we say here. He was in the middle of half a dozen sessions. He's still in a webinar right now, but he's almost finished, so he should be out shortly. I only had like 6 sessions to deal with all at once today, not 9. So today was quite a light day. Right, so what else is going on? Hello, Debbie. Jonathan's going to get wet on his walk. Can you not do that indoors, Jonathan? Or wouldn't it be a nice night to go for a ride instead? Hello, Paul. How's it going down under? I've got some classic news from the UK. Oh, you're all going to be fascinated. It's the BBC, they're obsessed. Hello, Anthony. Sound not working or have you blown something up? I think you've blown something up. Because I can tell from all the bouncy things here. It's fine. I could go all meta on myself and put myself on. Shall I do that? The live thing's not working yet, but at least they've acknowledged it's actually broken now. So we're ahead of ourselves there. Can everybody else hear okay? Let me know. Ah, there he is. He's back. Oh no, Deb, what happened? iPad, good notes, others will not upload to Dropbox. Oh no. Not good. Not good. Do we have sound, Mike? You see, Jonathan says we're loud and clear. Simon's gone deaf overnight.
Simon's had sound problems before.
I think Simon needs to spend money
on
some toys.
Turn it off and on again.
Elaine's IP blocked me or something. I have not, Simon. I have not. What time have I got for that? Now, I've got to share this story. Doubtless Mike will already have seen it because I know what he's like. Gravitates to stuff like this.
Is it to do with gonorrhea?
No. No, but you're not far off.
What was the question you asked me earlier?
Yes. I wanted to know. This was a burning question that came into my mind.
I want to know why you wanted to know.
Just popped into my mind. You know, they were talking about industries that were doing really well and ones that weren't doing so good. And I just wondered how condom manufacturers were getting on. Just came to my mind like it does. No, Mike. I was looking at the... Oh, good grief, it's moved again. Who's moved?
Well, they've blown a hole in that industry, haven't they?
Oh, nicely done, Mike. Right, here we go. If you remember, we had a story from the BBC. And the story from the BBC, this was weeks ago, was it quoted the Terence Higgins Trust. Everybody remember that? The BBC are obsessed. Because today, this was literally posted 3 hours ago. Today, they've posted this, which is pretty much the same as they posted last time, with some new twist on it, if you'll pardon the expression, as it were. Unbelievable. They are obsessed. Obsessed. Apparently, in certain places, there's just the beginning of it is just absolute classic. Couples who don't live together can now meet up for sex. I don't think it's compulsory. Don't panic. This is after changes to the coronavirus restrictions in England. But casual sex is still banned. Now we have to get into a discussion as to what constitutes casual sex.
Dogging.
No, because that would be outdoors. This is indoors. Is it dogging if it's live streamed? And there's a dog present?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Virtual dogging.
I just don't get the BBC's obsession.
Look, if it's training and it's not face-to-face, then it's training.
Right.
So, if it's dogging and it's virtual, then it's dogging.
Right. But what if there's no dog? Because we all know the dog's the excuse. Do you know these poor dogs must need therapy?
Lola would rather chase squirrels.
I'm sure she would.
She did tonight.
Well, you did post the quote and you're okay. I love the bit where it says the best partner's yourself. I thought, this is going to take some explaining to some people, isn't it? Can you imagine your little old granny reading it? What does that mean? Don't go there, granny.
Oh, come on. She was young once.
Granny?
Yeah.
No, she wasn't. Mine wasn't. No, she definitely wasn't.
True.
Oh, she was so funny. She was so funny. There was this conversation went once. This was my mother all over. My mother objected, and she told me to how...
Simon can now hear us.
Way!
Only because he's entered the conversation about dogging.
I'll try and lower the tone. No.
Because if Simon couldn't hear us...
Then he wouldn't know.
He's not just going to type as anyone being dogging randomly into the chat.
Know. You never know. We have been locked down quite a while now, you know. No, let me tell you about my grandmother, who was incredibly square. There was this conversation went on about somebody, some distant relation or other, whose daughter had gone into school one day and was being bullied. So I'm sitting there, aged about 13, listening to this. And my mother's there. It's obviously my gran's talking to my mother mainly about it. And she literally, and you know, this would not work on radio, so I'll have to ad lib a bit. But my grandmother actually, like, cupped her hands round her mouth. And all I heard a tiny bit, which was, Mum said, well, what did they do to her? And my gran said, they put some F's in her bag. And I'm sitting there thinking, you are? No idea what she was talking about. No idea. And my mother just looked at her with complete disdain, looked across at me and she said, she means condoms. Well, my grandmother, I thought she was going to have a heart attack on the spot. Not only could she not say the real word for them, she couldn't even actually utter the kind of colloquial word for them. She truncated that to F's, which she then whispered. Do you know what F means?
Yes.
Oh, well done.
French letters.
Just in case you don't, she meant French letters. But I don't think that would have meant much to my mother even. Anyway.
Is French letters something that's worldwide?
No idea. Well, Spanish fly was when you uttered that. Oh, that was a good show.
Kim had to look that up.
I'm surprised.
Right, French letters. Is it global? No, it's not global.
Is it not?
Must be a UK thing.
Oh, that'd be right, because we're not allowed to call anything, are we?
Condoms, Kim. Condoms. We can't call them French letters now we're out of the EU.
You have no idea what it means. Well, that's the thing. They were called French letters, I believe. I think it harked back to the war. I don't know whether people were sending them from France, but I'm assured that's where it came from. But my gran couldn't even say that. Not only could she not utter the real word, she couldn't even say
all
that.
Right,
she
let's
just
go to
went,
Urban Dictionary.
F's. Oh, please don't go to Urban Dictionary. It'll mean something wholly inappropriate there.
No, a condom.
You're not sure they've been called French letters since the 70s? Simon, you're probably right, but my grandmother at this stage was 89. So to her, that was all too modern and newfangled. Oh, it's made it to the colonies in Oz. Way! We're winning. What a farce. No, I don't know what it is about the BBC, but they seem obsessed.
We have fun here, don't we?
Oh, we do. You've only got to look at the BBC.
It's a learning experience, if nothing else.
Oh, it's an experience, that's for sure. But, you know, At least I didn't. Well, once I'd read that, I was laughing that much. I didn't need the pandas. Not instantly, anyway. Just unbelievable that the BBC. This is supposed to be proper news. This is on the homepage, you know. I didn't have to search for this. It accosted me when I went in to look for the COVID stats. As if that wasn't enough, and I'm sure this has caused... In fact, I don't know. You guys tell us. Has this caused more of a stink over there as it has here? I don't know. Let me know. Harry urges US voters to reject hate speech. You wouldn't think there was much to argue with in that, would you? But there is. The royals are supposed to stay neutral. But, you know, what I'll say with that is he still royal? He hasn't got his title or whatever, so what's the problem?
No, he choked it in, didn't he?
I know. Well, anyway. And I would have thought that there isn't much political in saying no to hate speech. But who knows? Who knows? Oh, good grief. Simon's been on the Urban Dictionary. Never well ends well going on the Urban Dictionary. It doesn't.
I went to Urban Dictionary.
A Chinook is a heavy dual-rotor transport helicopter that has a top speed of 200 miles per hour. Dare I even? No, I mustn't go there. Literally, I mustn't go there. Oh, no.
Well, Chinook's winds in Canada.
Yes, yeah. Chinook wind when that I comes went, in or off the plane, isn't there. It?
Yeah.
Oh, and there's a type of salmon as well. I'm dreading to think what this could mean, you know. Anyway, I was looking at the chat from the other day and I missed a bit from Deb, who said that she'd just finished Atomic Habits at 1.5 speed and he sounded funny. How did you find the 1.5 thing? Has anybody else tried? You've tried it, haven't you? But probably not 1.5.
1.3.
I listened to a podcast at, I think it was 2 speed. Because I thought three
I've
speed
listened
for
to
a
Matt
podcast.
Bites on 2 speed. I sound much better.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. There's a pro tip for everyone. Don't look up the other definitions. I found one like that, Simon. Only, annoyingly, it was the worst thing I'd ever read. And annoyingly, I can't remember what I'd looked up. But it was something totally innocuous involving a potato. But beyond that, I can't remember. But when I read the definition, I'm like, oh, no. The image it put in your mind was too much. On Sunday, you asked if there were protests in 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. And there were. Oh, you're kidding me. The Anti-Mask League. Sounds like Sherlock Holmes, the Red-Headed League. What is it with these people? Oh, I give up. I really do give up. The politicians are bad enough, but I do tend to think everybody else. The mask slackers of 1918. Unbelievable. Oh, they've got posters like we have. Influenza, wear your mask. I wonder if they were fined back then. Did it mention that? I'll have to have a read of that. They were called muzzles. Do you know when you look and you see all they've got to keep them safe? We've got so much more now and people just... I don't get it. Oh yeah, wear a mask or go to jail. You noticed how much better dressed people were then. They had things like proper coats on. Oh, I shall have to read all of that. Oh, and I love the little bits from the papers. That reminds me of a law book that I had. Carhill and the Carbolic Smoke Ball Company.
I remember that one.
Yeah, there was a poster and it was on the front of my law book. Oh, where's that one? San Francisco. To remember Robert Louis Stevenson. Oh, wow. The anti-mask meeting. I suppose if you shove them all in a room, solves a problem, doesn't it? Oh, unbelievable. Right, I'm going to read all that later. That looks fabulous. Thank you for that. These are the kind of things that the answers to questions that I have. You did get used to it. Did have to focus a bit more. Doing GTD at 1.5. Started it last night thinking about giving these two books to my daughter-in-law. They are very, very good books and you do get used to it. I think if you start off at like one speed and you take it to 1.1, you will hardly notice the difference. And every 20 minutes or so, just up it by 0.1. And that's how I got up to 3 speed. You do have to concentrate, though. But I actually find that a benefit because sometimes I've realised my mind starts to wander because it has more processing cycles available than the book is taking. So if I speed the book up, one, I finish it faster, and two, it holds my interest better. But yeah, I would highly recommend that. We need to sort out the book club, don't we, when we get a spare second? Which is looking about 2027 at this rate.
And we'll still be marooned.
We'll still be marooned.
Anyway, I've got a question.
Oh, go on.
Which I don't know the answer to.
Oh.
It's a technical question.
Oh.
I thought I'd put it out there.
Why not?
Somebody posted it on Workplace today. They've got an iPhone. They're on the phone and a call comes in. And the call goes straight to voicemail. No, hang on. A call comes in and you get the choice, don't you, if you've got call waiting turned on, of either accepting the call or declining the call. So they don't do anything and it goes through to voicemail. Mm. And if the person leaves them a voicemail, then what it does is it forces them to listen to the voicemail. It cuts them off the call. And when the voicemail message is finished, they then have to ring the person that they were talking to back. Any ideas?
When you say have to?
Well, it doesn't automatically reconnect them to the call that they were on.
Oh, right, I'm with you. I don't use the phone enough to know the answer to that. If somebody rings me, it's doubtless a wrong number. Especially since you're not at work. Like the phone rings, it's like, whoever that is, I'm not interested. Apart from your mother, obviously. Sometimes I have to deal with your mother.
I had no idea.
No, I wouldn't know because I don't use the phone that much. I've got my phone set to not ring if it's an unidentified number. So it would automatically go through to voicemail. But other than that, I don't really use the phone.
Well, yeah, there's a call waiting setting.
I mean, you know I had to make 3 phone calls this week and I nearly went into a stupefied meltdown. 3 phone calls on the same day. One to a human being. I mean, that's just too much.
Who were the other two to? Dogs.
Oh, I wish. Robots.
Oh.
Robots.
Lola.
That seem to know more about me than I know about me, but at least it all got sorted. Or allegedly, it got sorted. So, like the last one.
Nobody's come up with anything in the chat.
Do you remember that thing I talked about? The letter from the council? The one about... Have you registered to vote? No, you're not. Right. So fill this in or we'll send you to prison. And well, you know what I told you when I rang them up? Eventually, we got through to somebody who did know what was going on.
A human, allegedly.
And she said, ignore it. Well, today I was tidying up the desk and I picks up the actual form and I shoves it back in the envelope and right across the front of the envelope in huge letters, it says, do not ignore this. Which gave me a bit of a giggle because her advice was ignore it. You don't have to be crazy to live here.
No, but it helps.
It helps. And two, if you're not when you move in, you will be when you move out. Just say it. Oh, it's crazy beans. I would drift off if I listened to Audible at night. I tend to listen for about half an hour before bed. But if I feel myself going, then I would turn it off. And they had panic buying too, hoarding of food, but it doesn't mention toilet rolls.
I know the feeling, Simon. Same with Forbes.
What's this?
Paywall. New York Times paywall.
Oh, can you not see that one?
On the... no, it's Anthony. Anthony's posted a link.
Oh, okay.
Why, can you see it?
Yeah.
What, the same link?
Hang on.
That Anthony's posted.
Hang on. It loads it in Vivaldi and then finally it shows you the thing over the top of it, which is very, very annoying. That's very annoying.
See you, Johnny.
See you, Jonathan. You can create a free account. Let's you see a few articles a month. Okay. We are panic buying of toilet rolls again in the UK. Apparently that's a thing, yet again. I think we've got enough from last time's overbuying. We just ordered them when we could and ended up with them, as it were. Asda aren't going to let you through the door unless you've got your face mask on. But I did find it really interesting. Isn't this just typical? You know, over here, they've made it that if you go into a restaurant or a pub, you need table service, which means they will come over to you so you're not meandering around. It was the exceptions to that that made me smile. McDonald's, Lobby Power Mudge, and Pret, where pretty much every government minister goes.
Mm.
Unbelievable. All the exceptions to the rules make the rules meaningless. I can't understand it.
I've just seen one here.
Go on.
Uncle Ben's Rice will change its name to Ben's Original and remove the image of a smiling grey-haired black man from its packaging. So those three packets we've got in the kitchen,
oh yeah,
they could be collector's items.
I don't know enough about that to know whether that's good, bad or indifferent. I just stay out of it.
Me too.
I must admit, it's not something I'd ever kind of thought of.
No, I hadn't.
You know, I wouldn't think like...
I never even look at
There's a whole diatribe here about the racist connotations, but to me, I just don't make a distinction. Oh dear, the news just goes from bad to worse, doesn't it? I notice he's cancelled the budget, so at least he can't put the price of anything up.
True.
When was that supposed to be? The budget always used to be March.
October.
But I think they now have two, so they can charge you twice in a year. But
do you think Apple will cancel the iPhone event?
No, Apple will go straight for it.
Because they know no decorum, do they?
Do you know, I look at this and Kim, I'm teetering on the pandas. Teetering on the pandas. Have you seen the story from Manchester? A suspended council chief got £91,000 when he resigned. When you think of the good they could do with that.
Mm.
There was a thing that I was watching about the Manchester Pusher. Let me know if you've heard of the Manchester Pusher or not. But it was... It wasn't an official documentary type thing. It was like a homemade documentary thing. And it was very, very well put together. And this person had researched what Manchester City Council was spending money on in relation to the fact that after the Pusher incidents, they refused point blank to put barriers up along the Manchester canals, saying it wasn't not cost effective, but it wasn't financially viable. Well, he did this investigation. You should have seen these things. There was one where they talked about the B of the Bang, as we did a few weeks ago. That was that stupid statue thing that cost like 5 million and went for scrap for £17,000. And there was at least like six other things where they'd spent money on, and we're not talking a small amount of money, we're talking like £250,000 on some scheme or other that lasted 5 minutes. And they were saying that the Pusher thing would be laid to rest if they put these barriers up on the canal. He ended up, and I think he'd got like £3 million worth of expenditure that was just absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And this father who'd lost his son and a girl who, I think she was involved because she found the body. But they're still campaigning for these barriers to be put up. If you have no idea about the Manchester Pusher, this is potentially a serial killer. I say potentially because nobody knows whether he actually exists or not. I know, sounds ridiculous. But in Manchester, we have a lot, and I do mean a lot, of deaths in the local canals. We do have a wide range of canals, but only the same as Birmingham. And to give you an idea, I think in a year there were 64 people pulled out of it dead. So this urban myth came along, or truth, depending on how you look at it, that there was somebody at play, and they called him the Manchester Pusher. And they do have evidence from people that they were pushed into the canal. I think there was 61 deaths over the last 6 years. There you go. But it's since grown to 76, 80 and then 86. And other cities have nothing like that number of deaths. The other thing that points to it being real, let's pop that in there.
See you, Simon.
The other thing that points to it being real is they are all young men between a certain age. There's no women. There's no homeless people. It's just young men being dragged out of the canal. But as you can see from that picture on that image, there's like a towpath running alongside it and it's completely open. So they wanted barriers putting up along all of this lot. And they're not doing it because it's too expensive. But it doesn't stop them spending money on all kinds of other things. Oh, there's a lovely picture there from the gay village where you can see rainbows. It says, you've got the street name on it. Canal Street. That's gay village. You can see the thing on the other side that says gay. Are there any other pictures? I think initially when it started, the thought was that it was somebody anti-gay throwing gays in the canal, but it's extended way beyond that, as you can see from the map. So we may or may not have a serial killer on the loose, is the short version of it. But the other part of it is, why don't Manchester, instead of wasting money on stuff like the stuff that's on this thing here that I've just read out, why don't they actually make the canal safe? Then that would solve that problem. But they don't seem to want to make the canal safe. But check out the story, it's a good one. There's lots of videos on YouTube about it, needless to say. One guy actually threw himself in. He wanted to do it drunk, but the people that he'd got to drag him out were professional divers and they decided against it. So he couldn't throw himself in drunk, but he did throw himself in. And he said it was incredibly, incredibly cold. But yeah, if you waste £91,000 just making people redundant, people are going to ask questions about why we've not got safety barriers along the canal. Would have thought it was obvious. But what do we know? Anyway, have you noticed, Mike, how much tech news there is this week?
No.
Oh, yes. I'm at the stage of having to think, what can I cut from Friday? Which is quite unusual at this stage. Google have been bringing out new things. What else has happened? Apple have brought out some, well, I won't say meaningful, but decent-ish updates to applications. So we'll have a look at those. What else was going on? What was interesting? Oh, Office. New version of Office coming out next year. They've confirmed it.
Oh.
What's it, the version?
Perpetual.
That's the one. The one where you don't pay per whatever. No name for it, but they think Office 2022.
It'll be 2022, won't it?
Well, I would have thought that.
3 years.
I can't see people tempted by that these days.
Well, no, because
there's that much missing.
What's in there will probably be older than what you've got now.
Hmm. True. I mean, they'll say it's a new version, and they will make it abundantly clear that the best deal is to subscribe. But some people who just or anti-subscription full stop no matter what. I mean, I'm not anti-subscription no matter what. I'm anti-subscription where it costs me 10 times more for half the features. But Office is a good deal. And if you buy the perpetual license, it costs, I wouldn't say 10 times as much now. What would you say? About £400?
Yeah.
It's almost a year's Office 365. But it's the things you don't get. You don't get any updates. You don't get any OneDrive storage. It just doesn't make sense. Even in a corporate environment, if you're buying enough to be thinking about it, Microsoft would probably do you a corporate deal. Really doesn't make any sense, I don't think. But anyway, it's out. It's out next year. iPhone release date. Another one, Paul. Do we have an event yet? Can't see it before.
We didn't have an event yesterday because I looked.
I can't. It just doesn't make sense to do it before the third week in October. October.
There's rumours of the 13th of October, but they're just rumours.
Well, if I look at October, the 6th is too soon, the 27th is too late. That leaves us the 13th or the 20th. Well, if you're going to put money on it, you know, 13th. It's not rocket science. We worked out the 15th months ago.
True.
It'll happen when it happens. And we'll be there, covering it live, deciding whether we want to part with cash or not. Rumoured to come in four sizes. I mean, for crying out loud. This is getting ridiculous. The number of different ones. Oh, and I love this heat map on the Apple Insider site. Expected to be announced on the 13th of October with an A14 processor and 5G. Launching fall 2020. Oh, that falls in a Sherlock moment. And then we've got the Amber. Rear LiDAR camera, ProMotion display, iPhone 4 inspired style. And then on the red side of probably not, reduced notch or no notch. I honestly think if they were going to take the notch away, we would have heard about it by now. And I mean, these stories are stories for no reason, aren't they? Although there is a mock-up on the back, on the bottom there, the one with the purple one on the left. And there's two what look like pro models on the right. And I must admit, I don't like the iPhone 4 style, the industrial type style. However, if that's right, and it would be an iPhone 4 inspired thing, I could point out that would hold a pencil nicely, wouldn't it? But the one on the right, the two black ones on the right, do you remember last year when they put the third camera on and there was lots of memes about it looking like a razor?
Yeah.
If they put the four on, it does actually look like an induction hob, doesn't it? I mean, it really does now. It's ridiculous. You don't mind the notch now. Thought it got on your nerves, but I don't notice it.
I don't notice it.
No, I don't think I do now, to be honest. What did surprise me when I first got it, and this was like the very first day, obviously I still had my 7 sat next to it, and it looked smaller. It's narrower. It's obviously taller, but it's narrower. And at first I'm like, oh, this is really weird. It wasn't the notch. It was just the fact it seemed so much narrower. Now, actually, it's not narrower at all. It's just taller. But the optical illusion was it was narrower. But now, no, I just don't take any notice of the notch. I know some people change their wallpaper to black, or at least have like a gradient that's black at the top and then you don't notice the notch. But I don't really notice it anyway. And when you go into an app, it's there in your face, so there's no way around it. So, you know, like you go into Google Gmail and it's bright white and there's the notch. They could make the notch smaller, couldn't they? I wonder why they've left it that size. I would say they know what they're doing, but, you know, evidence has proved otherwise lately. Well, we'll see what happens with that. We'll see what happens.
I was going to read you something from our Apple group on Workplace.
Which go for your life.
I read it today and I thought I must read that out tonight. We expect Apple to release Mac OS 11 Big Sur. Doesn't say Biggles.
No, but it should. It's Biggles. Yes.
I shall reply and say Biggles. In the next few weeks, and have been part of the testing of the developer releases. So we can blame AstraZeneca when it all goes wrong, can we? This is in bold. Do not expect Big Sur to be available at AZ until towards the end of quarter four. And we will then hope to run as a pilot if we believe it's enterprise ready. This will initially be for new device builds or rebuilds only. Catalina to Big Sur in-place upgrade will be available at a later date. There are a number of fundamental under-the-hood security changes in Big Sur that you may not notice if you have a Mac at home, but are critical for enterprise use and require some vendors to substantially alter their software, and we've noted a number of enterprise-level issues with this. In addition, we require application vendors to certify and support their apps on Big Sur. As yet, we have no timelines from some vendors like Microsoft, when Office and Teams, for example, will be Big Sur ready. We also know from experience the first release, and usually update 11.0-11.01, will not be up to standard for enterprise use, and we see no difference this year. We would advise if you require a new Mac to purchase it now so it ships with Catalina. Any new Macs ordered after Big Sur is announced may ship with Big Sur pre-installed and cannot be downgraded, so they'll not be supported until a pilot's ready. We appreciate this can cause issues if your Mac fails or you have a new starter requiring a Mac. Your local IT may have Catalina loan devices available. They did the same thing with Catalina.
Mm.
They said if you bought a new Mac and it had Catalina on it, then you just have to keep it boxed until Catalina was approved.
I remember that. Can you imagine having a Mac on your desk?
Yeah, boxed up.
I'll just leave it in the box.
Yeah, and then as soon as Catalina's approved, we'll have a load of unboxing videos.
Oh, that's good. That's a good idea.
So there you go. I just thought I'd read you that.
I've had an idea.
Because we are supposed to be a Mac show and not talking about dogging all the time.
Not saying a thing. It was you that started that.
It wasn't. You found that thing about...
Yeah, it's the BBC who are obsessed with it.
Casual sex or something.
Yep, it's the BBC that are obsessed. I've just found two more stories about the same thing on there. There's something wrong with them. They're not right in the head. Simon, I potentially had an idea.
Simon's gone.
Oh, he's gone. He's had his dinner, hasn't he? Oh, let me see if this works, because if it does, that'd be rather cool. You know, we talked about the New York Times and you can't get the article. Because it's behind a paywall. Well, I saw the first article and I scrolled all the way through it. So why did that not put it behind the paywall? Anyway, let's see if this works. There you go. Let me see if that works for them, because that's fabulous. This solves the problem if you need to do that. So let's get the links. Oh, I've got that many tabs open today. It's been one of those days. Honestly, I must have about 500 open. Right, the 1819 flu and the anti-maskers. Was that the first one? That was the first one. There's the second one. Right, so the second one is now saying subscribe now and you've got to get into it and thank you for reading it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to hit a button and see if it works. Right, because what I've done is I've set up a capture system in Notion that's different to the one I had. The one I had was clipping to... The one I had was clipping to a database. And I had always had a problem with it clipping to a database in terms of if you want to leave the stuff in the database it's clipped to, you're good to go. But if you don't, if you need to move that clip somewhere else, then you have a problem because you will lose the metadata. Now, the metadata will still be there. So when I say you will lose it, you'll lose sight of it, but you won't actually lose it. You'll just lose sight of it. If you put the item back in the database, that information will come back. But if you want to store it in another database, then again, you won't have access to that data. That's a big problem as far as I'm concerned. But what I've actually managed to do with the first article that Anthony sent, even though it's blethering on about tracking and accounts and subscribing, I hit the send to Notion button and it's clipped the whole thing. So now it's not asking and that one's fine. The second one, it hasn't, which is... No, hang on, has it? Is it just very slow? Come on. The mask's like, let me get this. I think it's done it. Which would solve a problem, wouldn't it? I wonder if they're aware of that. Let's not tell them, hey? Right, so I've got two links from Anthony. I've got the first one, the 1918 flu. Let me close all these others down, because when I say I've got two, I've got about 19 open now. Right, I've now got just the inbox. So I've got the 1918 flu masks and lessons, which it has clipped, no adverts, and it's got the whole article. And the second article was the coronavirus is very different from Spanish flu, here's how. So I've opened that one. Now, that didn't look like it had worked, but give it a little bit of time to clip it, and it has. Oh, that's rather cool. So now I don't have to create an account and piddle around. Thank you for that. Now I can read it, Anthony. That's brilliant. Ah, they're now in my Notion, so I'm a very happy bunny. Oh, giving the pandas a bit of a rest today, aren't I? It's all right. The pandas are on standby for when things get hairy scary, which is usually every 5 minutes. Yes, there's a whole new influx of software, so I hope you're all geared up for Friday to take advantage of it. AstraZeneca won't be upgrading until they've got the COVID vaccine out. Well, do you know, we laugh about it, but it's true, isn't it? I mean, that could impact somebody. That could definitely impact somebody in an important department. It could put them back. They could lose data. So I can see why they do it. But, you know, buy your computer and leave it in a box isn't really the answer that we want, is it? Kim's wondering about the editor of the BBC. Might need to get a living partner. I'm thinking either that or bromide, Kim. One or the other.
Not a bromance.
Well, yeah, bromance if that rings his bell. If it floats his boat, let him have it. But, you know, honestly, it's literally every time you turn it on. You go to the page and you think, not again. Because, like, the rest of us are rather more interested in the ability to breathe. That's higher up my list of priorities, I can assure you. And it's like any excuse. And it's not what you know, it's who you know. Because I noticed there was a piece, quite a long piece, in the technology section. And it was talking about gender equality and programming and stuff. And it was what we'd been talking about. So I went into it and I started reading it. And I didn't get to the name before I thought to myself, oh, let me guess who is behind this piece. And as I'm muttering to myself, Professor Sue Black, up in the text came, Professor Sue Black. Now, I presume you know Professor Black. She, many moons ago, started a campaign to save Bletchley Park, and it did save Bletchley Park. She now is a professor of something or other at Durham. And she obviously knows Rory Coughlan-Jones, who is the BBC's technology correspondent, personally. So when she's got something to say, you know, huge article. When somebody else has got something to say, maybe a paragraph. So, yes, I do wonder about the backstory that's going on there. But he does seem obsessed. Very, very, very obsessed. What's big in the news is technology related, Mike. It's all to do with the contact tracing app. Let me ask Mike. Let's put Mike on the spot. Do you know which contact tracing app you would need to install if you were going to use it?
The Apple.
No, would you know, imagine you go to the App Store and you put in contact tracing. Would you know which one the official one was?
No.
No, me neither. But there's full instructions here on how to make it work. The thing is, if you and I don't know which one is the official one and how to make it work, how does anybody else? And surely we all have to use it for it to have any benefit.
Mm.
Yeah, this would explain why it's not working. But other than that, you know who could tell you, and I'm surprised the government haven't actually thought of this, who knows where you've been every second of every day if you use it? Facebook. So why don't they just put it out on Facebook? You know when there's like a natural disaster and people use check-in and say, I'm okay?
Mm.
It's already there.
I made a video on check-in.
Oh, Kim, by the way, this battery thing that you talked about. Oh, the pandas are on the hammock. I've got to see the pandas on the hammock. What have you done? The pandas on the hammock are just the cutest.
We've lost her now, Kim.
Oh, pandas on the hammock. No. Kim mentioned Tesla's battery thing last night. And when I got up this morning, well, it was nearer afternoon, actually, it said they'd lost a lot of value. So I thought, he's opened his mouth again then. How was the grand event? Let me know. We'll have a look at the pandas in the hammock. Because, you know, you need to see pandas in a hammock, don't you? Oh, it's in the other browser. I have plenty of pandas in hammocks. But I need to put that panda cam in the other browser as well. Oh, I'm loading the pandas. Look at the little faces. Oh, actually, I've got a really great video. If I could find... Are they in the hammock? Are you in the hammock? Oh, they are. They're in the hammock. So cute. Yes, I've got this video. Let's see if I can find it. Because it so reminded me of Maya. It was definitely, absolutely Maya. Oh, don't start. Come on. Right. It was on YouTube. Oh, that's not working, is it? Oh, come on. No, it's not there either. Okay, must be in a different browser. Let's try the other browser. Right, there it is. This is so cute. Or at least it would be if my software was working. Ah, there we go. This is sort of what Maya used to do. Only he would actually, you know, he would get beyond this stage. It's only a minute 22. But he would go beyond this stage. If the gentle tapping and the sniffing at your nose didn't work, he'd just jump on top of your head. But just look at that link, Mike. Lexi.
She doesn't do that.
No, Lola doesn't do that at all. Doesn't pour at you.
I've seen this.
It's so cute. It's Maya, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit into it. And she puts her paw on his face and tries dragging him nearer. It's just Maya. Until Maya realised there was a faster way. Which would he would take a flying leap at the bed and land on your head. And he would just stomp over your head as if he was walking through grass. He did not care. He was lethal. Lethal. Oh, hello, Tracy. We are live. Tracy, we are live. The banner, MIA. But they've acknowledged that it's missing. So that means it might be back sooner rather than later. But your guess is as good as mine. Right. Let's have a look at the Tesla thing. Did it not go well? Lost 10%.
Oh, hello.
Oh, good grief. Now Mike's got another video, so the pandas are left behind. So he unveiled a new manufacturing process designed to slash the battery costs. Production of a $25,000 electric car. I don't think all my cars together have come to $25,000, but never mind. The event lacked any news of the million-mile battery. Wow. They won't like that. That was probably why it went down then. I thought he might have done something in his own inimitable style that had caused problems. But do you remember when he said it was unbreakable glass and then proceeded to break it? Oh, great demos of our time. The nearly 3-hour event lacked some announcements. Yeah. I mean, a live event, 3 hours. Who would do that? Matt Bites After Hours Friday. So what did he announce then if it took 3 hours? The battery remains a foundational goal. Yeah, it did for Apple till they binned it. The lack of surprise as a letdown. I think people are looking towards Tesla now for exciting keynotes, like Apple's used to be, but they've become a bit formularic, Apple, now. You pretty much know exactly what's going to be released and exactly in what way. So he didn't do anything particularly stupid. It was just, it wasn't what people wanted. That happens all the time. Kiva just goes straight to licking your eyes. No, Lola likes my foot. She will actually drag my foot out of the bed. When I go to bed, there's kind of a fan next to me, a largish fan. So I'm like trying to put the quilt on me so it's just about the right temperature. But she will like put her head underneath the quilt and drag my foot out. And then she'll just sit there with it. It's also saying day 94, is that broken too? Yes. What's happening, Debbie, is we're sending the right information through as metadata. What that's actually showing is what's happening on the auto DJ, and the auto DJ is what's playing when we're not live. So it's just ignoring the fact that we are live. So you're not going to get the fact that it's day 192.
Excuse me.
Shall I carry on?
Yes.
You're not going to see that it's 192 and you're not going to see the live banner. But they said that they have a look at it, and then said it was fine. And then we went back and said, no, it's not fine. And we've now got an email that says, you're quite right, it's not fine. So we're hoping that's the first step into fixing it. Barney does the pouring. Kenny in that situation would pour at you, and if you didn't respond, jump on the bed and kiss you good morning. May it just kind of, if you can imagine somebody treading grapes, he didn't bother. Once he'd done the old paw thing and that didn't do any good, he would just stomp on you. Now, I mean, it would be bad enough if it was like your legs or your torso, but no, he just went straight for the head. I mean, there would have been danger with him jumping about on you. He weighed about 8 stone, 8.5 stone.
Mm.
Which is what in pounds? 112 pounds. Yes, he was a big dog. But luckily Lola doesn't do that, but she's just so cute in there where she's sniffing as though, I know you're awake. I know you are. So cute. Yes, they've broken it, I'm afraid. It seems such a silly thing to break to me. I don't think they intended to take it away, because obviously DJ systems are sending metadata and it needs to be interpreted at the other end, but the interpretation at the other end has broken. Kiva only weighs 45 pounds. Oh, she's so dainty. Maya was big for the breed. He wasn't overweight and he was very muscular. I mean, he walked hours a day, didn't he?
He did.
His entire life. No wonder he wore his legs out. He weighed more than the breed standard, but he was bigger than the breed standard. Lola, we've never actually weighed her, have we?
No.
She just looks right. But she's about to blow her coat. If you remember
she's
October...
She's already blowing it. But not, I pulled clumps out tonight.
Yeah, I know, but not to the stage of, like, she looked really skinny and the house is covered in it. At the moment, it's like it's a bit loose and if you brushed it, it would come out. But soon, we're going to have the apocalypse. Because we know it happened, I think, the first week she arrived. Or was it the third week? Because she didn't do it in York, did she? Thankfully. That would have been bad. That posh hotel in York. Imagine they said animals were okay.
Yeah.
Well, dogs were. I don't think they'd have welcomed a crocodile. But they're like the dog. My abiding memory is Andrea's face when she saw her. How lovely she was. So it could be happening any time in the next couple of weeks. We'll get lots of pictures, obviously. Does she blow twice a year? I would say yes, but the one in the spring isn't as bad as the one in the winter. But it's interesting as you look at her, because this happened last year as well. You know when we said... In September, she was turning into Maya. She actually started to look, every day she looked more like him. And it was probably because her fur was getting thicker and thicker. Now, he hardly blew at all. One, the boys don't blow as much as the girls. But two, we don't have central heating on here. So I won't say it's cold. I mean, it's quite all right for us, isn't it? It does get cold. But we don't worry about it. So there will be times when you go downstairs and it's like, ah, it's cold. At which point we'll put a fire on. But we don't have like central heating on. And Maya lived with that all his life. So he did lose fur, but by comparison to Lola, no, he never really blew like that. In the spring, she didn't blow as much as she did in the autumn. So looking at her now, you're like, she's about to blow. Because she's got like tufts hanging off all over her. So she looks scraggy, but don't tell her I told you that. Just scraggy in terms of she needs a bit of a brush every day, which of course is thrilling her. Not at all. So she's just got lots and lots of fur at the moment. But give it 2-3 weeks and the carpet will have lots and lots of fur and she will have less, much less. Blow versus, is that the same as shedding? I would say blow her coat because the whole lot comes out. I mean, she's left with very short fur. I mean, it grows back pretty quickly. But somebody who's had a Samoyed would look and know if a dog was about to blow or had just blown, because a lot of the fur would be missing. Shedding, I think of as more an everyday thing. I mean, there's always white fur in the house, but if you took a brush out and you brush the floor, you might end up with like one brush full of it. But when she's actually blowing her coat, it's beyond shedding. The whole thing, it's like a little explosion in a dog fur factory. I mean, it literally comes out by the handful. I think we did take a couple of pictures last time, didn't we? But we've definitely filled a paddling pool with fur from one grooming session. And that could happen maybe 6-7 times while she is blowing. So a lot more, I would say. Shedding's the everyday thing. Blowing's, if you've seen a dog blow, you would know it had blown. Do you remember Maya's mother? When we went to look at the puppies with Maya, obviously the mum was there. And when they've had puppies, they do blow their coat. All of it. Way more than even Lola would this time. And this dog had like bald patches. It was terrible to look at because you could look at pictures of it and you think, how must the dog feel? That they don't look the same, they don't feel the same. I guess it might help to make them a little bit cooler. But that blowing was even more significant than just a dog blowing its coat. There was actual bald patches. They grew back in about 4 to 6 weeks. But it probably took her about 3 months to get back to looking how she looked before. You have a channel called Pets TV. Oh, wow. Baby Sammy's.
Can we get that?
We haven't got Pets TV, Mike. No. Dad came in from the outside with muddy paws, belly and tail. That's the boys. Mind you, I've known some girly Samoyeds. Oh, good grief, the tricks they would get up to. One of them was in, you know, we talked about Blackpool, the place with the tower and the pleasure beach. Well, that was the first Samoyed breeder we went to visit. And her dog had had pups, but they were all girls. They'd had six and they were all girls. And we needed a boy because mum would not have a girl in the house. Bad experience previously. So we went to visit and she had this dog. And this dog was like a champion dog. And it was called Spice. Oh, it was lethal, that dog, wasn't it? Mm. She'd actually put a fence up, and this fence was, you know, 4 foot tall. Dog couldn't get over it, couldn't get under it, couldn't get round it. The dog sat and the dog pondered. And the next she knew, the dog was sitting outside the front of the house with a big grin on her face. She's like, I've just paid £2,000 to put these fences in. How has she got out? She goes round expecting the gate to be open and the gate's closed. She's looking. There's no way this dog could have got out until she sees what the dog had done. And to the end of the fence, so between the neighbour and her driveway, there was a raised bed, which is like a row of bricks and then it's filled with soil and there's flowers in it. Only what she'd put in it was a huge tree. So this tree had been planted many years before and it was in this raised bed. But I mean, we're talking a full tree. We're not talking a sapling or something. It was a full tree. And the fence stopped at the tree. But she hadn't got through any gaps between the fence and the tree because there were none. But on the floor, there was some soil. She'd only burrowed underneath the tree. She went down about 3 foot and dug a tunnel like the Great Escape and got out the other side. She was covered in soil from head to toe. And the woman had to run up the street to try and catch her. I remember saying to Mike, we best be careful of that. But Mayer used to dig under the shed, didn't he? Mm. He digged in his sandpit, though. So what we did was kind of channel his digging, which was we pointed him towards this sand pit that was refilled with sand every day, and he would sit there and dig it out. And then when I took Maya in, Mike would get a shovel and he would shovel the sand back in, and then it was rinse and repeat the following day. Right, what's going on with Google? iOS problems with Dropbox, people having issues with it not recognizing it. It is talking to some of the apps, not some of the ones, the popular ones, even if enabled. Which was the one you were having a problem with? Was it Dropbox and GoodNotes? Is it GoodNotes? Which one are you having a problem with? And I will test it at my end. I have done all of the updates. Oh, look at that, Sammy. That's pretty much it. Oh, good grief. Look at that. That's an easier way of getting it off, actually, isn't it, Mike? But yeah, that's what happens. Only we try and control it a little more than that. Mind you, if we stuck her on a table outside. But you can see how it just comes away. There's no pulling it or anything. It just blow off. Crazy. Only digs when he smells gopher underground and then he starts digging in their holes. Good notes is working for Paul. Right, which one isn't working? Let's have a look at it. What have we got? I have updated them all. So, let's make sure we've got the latest updates. Right, there are updates out to pretty much everything. Is there a Dropbox update? No, GoodNotes is up to date, Dropbox is up to date. So, GoodNotes 5. Right, let's go and have a look at GoodNotes 5. GoodNotes 5. Oh, I shoved that in there. There we go. It's in there. I shoved it in there because I don't have Catalina. Right. So, what are we attempting to do? Open from or send to? Let's start with a send to Dropbox. Right. Let's grab those two. And export. And export to. Does it matter what we're exporting to? Both. Okay. Let's export GoodNotes. And find out where it's going. Okay. Synchronization complete. And we'll send it to Dropbox. And there's Dropbox. Save to Dropbox. Choose a folder. Let's put it in the inbox. No, let's not put it in the inbox. The inbox has got stuff in it. Let's just put it in root and see how it goes. Save. Right. Is that working? Uploads completed. Right. So let's go into the Dropbox app and see if they're there. Not that I don't trust them, but Dropbox does not have an O in it. An I in it. Okay. Yes, it's working fine. So I can export in GoodNotes format from GoodNotes. Let's go back into GoodNotes and try exporting again, but this time to a different format. So got them there. Let's try exporting as PDF. Export, exporting documents. It's taking its sweet time to work out what it's hooked up to. It's gone light grey. Then it pops up. And I'll choose Dropbox. Oh, now that's interesting. Dropbox isn't available, so I've probably done something at this end. I probably did not select Dropbox at the time, but there we go. Do you want to save it here? Yes, I do. I don't know whether this is good news or bad, Deb, but it's working here. I've got it exported as that, and let me do an import on this. So let's do an import and see if that works. The export's fine. Okay. Import. No, hang on. Let's do it the other way. Right, let's get that and share that. Yeah, I know I'm sending it back the same way. You know, you're going to lock me up, but don't. Right, let's save that out to GoodNotes. See if that works. Do you know, I would love if they would add the ability to hide some of these things. You know, the huge list that you've got, because you've got a load of stuff installed. GoodNotes. Gotcha. Right. Import as new document. Yep. Everything's working fine. Have you logged out of both services and logged back in? Have you uninstalled both apps and reinstalled? Have you restarted the iPad? Have you done all of the above and then restarted the iPad? Have you closed down all of the apps with the swipe up? And then, of course, if none of that works, then we are on to the sacrificing of the tech chicken, aren't we? No, I'm sorry to tell you, it is working here, because if it wasn't, then it would be them. It's absolutely fine here. Is it something, is Dropbox down? Or are Dropbox having issues? Because Apple have been having issues all week. Right, let's have a look what this has got to say. Dropbox. Live tech support. Yes to all except the reboot. Got to be worth the chance, the chance of a reboot. Dropbox is up, so it's not that. Right, where's Down Detector? Because they're more truthful. Down Detector. All right, Virgin Media having issues as usual, but we're all right. Now TV having issues. That was funny. You know how little TV I watch. Came to watch this thing and I had 10 minutes left and it wouldn't play. I was so peeved. Right, let's have a look and see if Dropbox are reporting any issues. Dropbox problems over the last 24 hours. No, very, very few. So, Dropbox itself is working in the app. Does work in the widget, just to pop up in the widget side. Mm. Try the reboot, but before you reboot, make sure that you have uninstalled it all again and make sure that all of the apps, you know, when you do the swipe up from the bottom, close all of the apps, every single one. Make sure that you've uninstalled the pair of them and then go back in after you've rebooted, reinstall them all and see how that does. I mean, I know you shouldn't have to do all of that, but that's quite unusual. I'm trying to think if I ever... I've had apps that give up the ghost, but I usually find out afterwards there was an outage. That's the route I would take as well. And I know it sounds really weird, but another thing you could do if you've got the time is actually let it go down to zero on the battery and then recharge the whole thing. That has on occasion sorted out issues. I have no idea why, it just did. It's like the, what's that thing? The PRAM reset. That's like, yeah, that's never going to work. And then this one occasion, 12 years after I got a Mac, it worked. And I sat there and went, wow. So it really is a thing then. Because I tried it so many times and it did no good at all. And then this particular time, it actually did. That's my best advice. Failing that, that is very naughty at that point. Have you got another device to see if it's working on it? You see, I would just pick up a different iPad and then I would instinctively know if it was the one iPad or another one, or maybe a phone, try it on a different device. Obviously, a computer's not equivalent to a mobile device, but that's the best I can come up with without actually having a laying on of hands and some holy water. I have actually done that, you know, just in case it made a difference. Works on the laptop. It's looking like a device level thing. And the only real way that you could, I mean, you should just do this with turning it off. But potentially, if you do let the battery go down to zero and then recharge it from zero, that's about as PRAM-ish as you can get. You could do, is it a cold reboot? There's some magic keys you can do and it will restart your iPad. And it's similar to a PRAM thing. But it's which exactly you would need to do depends on the exact device you've got. So if I just do a quick see if we can find a page that lists them all. Right. Right. There's a soft reset, a forced restart and a factory reset. Steer away from the factory reset, obviously. But let me see if I can find a decent enough. That one's a question, but there we go. Does that help? It'll be on the Apple site. That one is for an iPhone. Let's try iPad restart apple.com. Now, see, this one's not detailed enough. Tell you what, start from this first link that I've got and then follow it through, because all that's going to do is going to tell you how to actually restart an iPad, which, you know, obviously you already know. But if you follow the links through at the bottom, then they start giving you more information, and there are different types of reboots. I would go through all of the different options you've got for reboots. Let's see if we can get one from... this one might be a better link. That one gives you all the different types of reboots. So I've had situations where it just gets itself into a loop and it won't do a thing. And then I incrementally increase it, but I think I've only ever once done the entire nuke thing. I'll steer away from that because you've got data issues. But the initial basic reboot and the one above that might do you some good. But you may find that it's enough to let it go down to zero and then recharge it properly. Sometimes that will do some good and sometimes it won't. Shall we have something to eat now, Mike?
That's a plan.
My eating times are all over the place. And I've no idea. I'm hungry, but I've no idea whether it's breakfast, lunch or dinner. Ah, what fun that was today. Oh, we've had a good vibe today. Right, let's do it all again tomorrow. When? Tomorrow. It'll only be 24 hours away from Two Show Friday. Yay! But for the moment, it is good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.